last man's gonna do 3 military!
Ronald Gordon is a 62-year-old retired parole officer who lives in the Bronx.
Okay, I need 2 good captains.
Me.
4 summers ago, he began holding impromptu baseball games with neighborhood kids. His wife, Evelyn Key, remembers how it began.
Ron went and got a few bases and some bats and some balls, and you know, he said he kind of wanted to work with the kids, you know?
They played on a rocky, uneven clearing in Claremont Park, 3 blocks from the Cross Bronx Expressway. Pretty soon, a couple dozen kids of all sizes, shapes, ages, and racial backgrounds were coming out after school and on Saturdays. Matthew Mercer was one of them.
He's always behind us, and he keeps us going, and he wants us to do better.
Come on, Emmanuel, you can do it.
Herman Grillon says the coach keeps the kids from fighting on the field.
He teaches discipline. Now, if we, we do something wrong, he give us 5 military push-ups.
A native of Brooklyn, Coach Gordon moved to the Bronx about 8 years ago. He gets around with a cane, but is spry enough to keep up with people a fraction of his age. He scrambled up some money from the local city councilor and a hospital to buy some bats and jerseys. Coach Gordon named the team the Gladiators. He rigged up his own batting helmet with the brush end of an ice scraper to make it look like something a Roman soldier would wear.
They're all baseball players. They love baseball. We even played in the snow one time.
But after 3 years playing like that, Coach Gordon began thinking of joining one of the borough's little leagues. That would give them access to a real field, a regular stream of equipment, and liability insurance in case one of the kids got hurt.
And you know what it is? If I had the money, I'd buy them all a bat. If I had it.
Yo, all of you guys deserve a new bat. All of y'all deserve it.
I need the new bat.
So this spring, Coach Gordon enrolled the Gladiators in the Fordham Bedford Little League. One Saturday, he walked with his kids 2 miles to one of the league's playing fields, a newly created, completely flat, artificial turf diamond.
Didn't I promise you a nice field, gentlemen? Is it worth it? Should we just let all this go and go back to the old way? No? Okay.
But the benefits come with a trade-off. It costs each kid between $110 and $135 to join. Only 5 kids had parents who have paid the registration fee. 11-year-old Roger Casado has signed up with the new team. He is looking forward to the uniforms.
The shirts are going to be red with white stripes. The hats are going to be red with white stripes. And the pants are going to be white with red stripes.
The Fordham Bedford League plans to fill out Coach Gordon's roster with kids from elsewhere in the Bronx who can pay.
Now what we're going to do, John, we're going to see who's going to catch the most balls today.
That hasn't happened yet. Which is why Coach Gordon doesn't know when his team will get to play its first game.
And remember, you got to hold your glove in front of you.
The rest of the original group of kids are too old, too young, or too poor to join a real Little League team. They have to find other ways to spend their time. Without Coach Gordon around, the games at Claremont Park have died out. Coach Gordon hopes that he can get a local business, or even the New York Yankees, to sponsor a few of them so that they can play with the new official Gladiators.
Use the rubber ball until you guys start catching better. Put that ball away, get the rubber one.
But all in all, Coach Gordon thinks he made the right choice.
And don't forget, gentlemen, I need to know your new numbers for your jerseys or your uniforms. They're going to let us put the names on our uniforms plus the numbers. Oh. I tell you, I wish I could transform myself back into a kid. I mean, this is, I feel pretty good because I got something for the children that their parents would be happy with, you know?
For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.
Yeah, let me get my coat on.